The Guardian.
Yes, in Cairo, although it isn't as bad as it is perhaps in other parts of Africa, it's clear that the very poor have suffered, but so have those further up the social scale. In broad terms, what's happened is that food prices have risen as a result of oil prices rising, because that contributes to the cost of transport, of production, of many elements of food production. And so they have been rising anyway. On top of that, we had a very sharp rise in the price of wheat. Now, as other foods became more expensive in Cairo, particularly meat and some vegetables, people fell back more and more on very heavily subsidized bread. But as demand increased, the government found itself suddenly having to bring more wheat into the country, and more wheat that was much more expensive. So it led to bread shortages, and it led to a perception amongst people that there were food shortages in general, and all foods were going to be much more expensive. And certainly the poorer Egyptians find themselves now spending all of their earnings on just buying food.
And you've been talking to families like the Al Latif family, who are surviving on just £1 a day, aren't they?
Yes, about 50% of the population survives on that. The Al Latifs were in a particularly difficult situation because they had relied very heavily. The mother is a widow. There's a son who has handicaps and receives a pension from the government as a result. But they have a very low income, and they had always relied on the kindness of people who live around them, who would buy them some extra meat from the butcher, bring around some rice and some oil. But as things have got more difficult, even for the middle class, so there have been fewer and fewer people to help the Al Latifs. So they find themselves in a situation now of really never eating meat, surviving on breads and a few other subsidized foods. And I mean, you would look in their fridge and there was almost nothing in it. There were some lemons, some lentils, a little rice. But these are people who've gone from eating three relatively decent meals a day to they're lucky if they've got two, and often it's just one.
And compounding this crisis is Egypt's attempt to reform its system of subsidised food rationing for the poor. Can you explain that to us?
They have a very long-standing, from the Second World War, food rationing, as in there's limited amounts of subsidised foods. Now, there's bread which is bought outside the ration, which is very cheap, but on the ration are things like rice and oil, the staples that people need. They're allowed to buy limited amounts, but in fact, it's about two-thirds of the population that qualifies, and it takes up a fairly sizable chunk of the government's budget, more than it spends on education, for instance. The government's been trying to reduce that over time and to get those who don't really need it off the ration. But, of course, what's happening now is more and more people need the ration and rely on it. So that has undercut the government's ability to reduce dependence and reduce the amount of money that it spends on subsidizing food. Hand in hand with that goes the government's attempts to shift production away from staples like wheat toward what they perceive as good foreign currency earners, particularly fruits that they can export to European markets. That has brought in traditionally quite a lot of hard currency, but it has, according to the government's critics, been at the expense of using land that could be used to grow wheat. And, of course, wheat's what the Egyptians now need, as the amount of demand for bread, subsidised bread, rises quite heavily to replace other foods.
And we've been hearing that Gordon Brown is challenging other governments to sign a global trade deal. If he manages to stabilise food prices, how will that impact on the ground in places like Cairo?
Well, economists in Cairo say that they believe that these high prices are now there to stay, that it will stabilise them, as you say. They feel it's unlikely to bring them down. The wheat issue in particular, but with certain other crops, what they say essentially exists now is a competition to use crops either for food, particularly in the developing countries, or as an alternative source of fuel to very high-priced oil, which has risen way above $100 a barrel now. So it's in the financial interests of the developed world to turn what was food for export into fuel for their own use, and that has forced up the price. the economists that I spoke to in Egypt say they don't see that being reversed anytime soon, even if prices are stabilized. So I think that what it appears to be is that the very difficult times for Egyptians and for others will continue, even if they don't get much worse.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's the Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.